What's going on, guys? It's Smitty here. Welcome back to Smitty Sports Talk Podcast, and we are getting into Sixers conversation. It's been a bit. I know. I keep telling y'all every single week, every other day, whatever it is, I'm going to make a Sixers podcast. I'll be able to get this out now, and I want to talk about the last couple games. Specifically, though, we're going to tune in to the Ben Simmons return to Philadelphia, and let me tell you, it wasn't as loud as I thought. You know what I mean? It wasn't as crazy as I expected it to be. It wasn't as nuts as I thought it really was going to be. But all in all, success. The team was in shambles for the Sixers. I mean, they ran a lineup. This was the lineup. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm reading this right now. PJ Tucker, Shake Milton, Tobias Harris, DeAnthony Melton, and Montrezl Harrell for the boys in blue. And you know what? They played a good game. They played a really good game. They looked more like they wanted to be there. They wanted to make a statement that they were ready to play and show up for this team and make a statement against a team that is fully healthy, that is basically fully healthy on the other side of the Brooklyn Nets. They were able to capitalize and shut down Kevin Durant from really making a big difference. He only had 20 points. Ben Simmons early was cooking, passing them all over the place, making free throws, shrugging the fans off, telling them to come on, Ben. Come on, Ben. You love doing this. You love getting under people's skin. And I give you credit. I give you credit that you were starting to mature a little bit, starting to play with it, starting to have fun with it a little bit. And because it wasn't all bad in Philly, man. You just haven't been able to move up in the world with your talent. And it showed, again, he did have three steals, three blocks in this game. But Ben Simmons was basically a non-factor after the second half. And he only scored 3 points. He went 3 for 6 on the line. But again, this is more than the Sixers, man, and they played a really good game. Tobias Harris, 24 points, played really, really well. Looked determined to get up there and show out for the team and really make a statement and show that he can carry teams and put it on his back against a good opponent in the Brooklyn Nets who have their team back and they're going to look to make a run for the top of this conference, which I don't know if that's possible, but it is what it is. Another guy that played really, 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 really well for this team, DeAnthony Melton. 6 threes in this game, 22 points. Now, he's had a few games like this. 3 steals. He's played really, really well for this team. Really, really well. And it's a great sign to see that DeAnthony Melton's getting there. He's been able to find his spots. He was making shots, spot-up shots all game. Pull-up shot, he was making over Seth Curry, over Kyrie. I mean, he was putting up really good shots. And a lot of it goes to his teammates. And it was impressive to see, you know, because he's a guy that you brought in, and with addition to the James Harden, addition to the PJ Tucker, who I'll talk about PJ Tucker in a minute, who didn't look really that great. I didn't think that was really going to be that big of a move, but a great 6 man off the bench, and he's been that. And he's been starting a few games now because of the Harden injury, and he's really showed out, and I'm really happy to see that for him because I like that of him. I like him a lot, like his demeanor, how he handles himself, and the Sixers looked really good last night. Which, again, surprisingly, looked really, really good. Paul Reed and Gorgui Dieng off the bench combined for 35 points off the bench. You had 4 threes from Dieng, and he was going up against Kevin Durant, trying to bark at Kevin Durant like, who is this guy? It's fucking hilarious. He's not that guy, you know. And but he has fun with it, man. He gets out there and has fun with it. Paul Reed played good minutes. 10 rebounds yesterday for Paul Reed. He played some good time. And all in all, man, it was really good to see this team go out there and play good basketball with limited opportunities here for these big guys and limited showing for the rest of the team. You had your bench show out today, and they played well. Again, this didn't look like the Nets really wanted to be there. They didn't look interested in playing basketball today. You said, Ben Simmons, you're going to do you. We're going to kind of stand around and see what it is. You take all the heat. Heat's not going to be on us, baby. It's all on you, Ben. And it really was. It wasn't on the other guys. But this goes to the team in general for the Nets, man. It's how they've been. And they just don't look interested. As for the Sixers, they're starting to get a little bit more involved. A little bit more pep in a step for these guys. And it's really, really good to see. I said I was talking about P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker has made a basket in 4 games. P.J. Tucker has 3 assists, 3 steals in this game. P.J. Tucker was plus 12 in this game. His ability to just space the floor, to be the aggressor, is something, and he's always has a positive plus-minus, is something the team does need, right? But I wholeheartedly believe you can get that production off the bench somewhere else. Now, Matisse Thybulle, he's one of the guys I think can battle for minutes with P.J. Tucker if he improves defensively, if he improves offensively, and rebounding-wise. Because he's an energy guy also. He feeds off that. He feeds off the electricity. He feeds off the other team. He feeds off transition plays and how the guys look. It looks really, really good. So, man. I don't really know. It's tough. Because P.J. Tucker, he's the guy you sign. And he's $10 million a year. Here for three seasons. Got 37 years old. You know, he's an old guy, but He's just, at this point of his career, man, he is what he is. He's going to miss shots. He's going to hit occasional few times. He's going to have a game where he hits a couple, or he might hit three. But he'll have games like this a lot, and he'll just be able to do other things, and he knows how to play the game of basketball. So he does do other things. That's something I do like to see. Shake Milton, again, he shot really well. The team played really well, man. They played really good basketball. Again, really, really happy for them. This was definitely, this was something for the Sixers to look back at, and be proud of, man. They, you know, this was a good game for them. This is a really, really good game for them. And it's one of those games where you have nothing. Your team can build around it. Your team can feel a fire of the guys are showing out for them. They're really going out there and play 110% for these guys that are on the bench that aren't playing well. So, again, really good to see them play extremely good basketball here against a formidable opponent. Doc Rivers gets his head coach job just held on to by another game because of this performance. But seriously, though. All in all, Sixers looking better. They're playing again on, I believe, where do they play again? Let's see. Let's take a peek. Shall we take a peek? The Sixers play. Give me a second here, looking through the schedule. I believe they play tomorrow night, but I don't exactly know. The Sixers play. Oh, well, by the time I'm making this video, they are playing tonight. Oh, you see, I'm all footballed out, man, right for Thanksgiving. Been cooking all day. It's been a long one. But they are playing tonight. Their next game is Friday against Orlando Magic, where they play. They're in Orlando for two games. It started a three-game road trip tonight against Charlotte, but they play in Orlando for two games, the 25th and the 27th. So that'll be exciting for them to get out there and try to get a good win under the belt and get a good little streak here. They have Charlotte, Orlando twice, Atlanta. Then they have Cleveland, who's been decent. Memphis, who's right now banged up with Ja. And then Houston, Lakers, Hornets, Kings. Right there, that is your stretch where you got to get some wins under your belt. And hopefully they do. And they build off this because they need to build off it badly. So, again, good team win for them. I'm happy to see them perform under this pressure, which, they had to shut up. With Ben coming back, they had to shut up. And they did, and they played well. So, again, excited to see that. I want to see them continue to push the clock forward, push the ball forward, get your shooters out who have been shooting the ball really well this season, and continue on and making a run to just get in a rhythm, man. They need some type of flow and rhythm for the team. So, I'm excited to get Joel Embiid back in a couple games when he's back healthy. Excited to keep to see Tobias play really good ball. I mean, he's really playing really good ball. It was Batman and Robin with him 2 years ago, and he's playing really, really good ball right now. So it's good to see Toby have a good game like that, dominating game in all facets of the ballpark. And then just wait for Maxey and Harden to return, because Maxey, you know, the injury, he's out for 3-4 weeks. He's a big difference maker for this team. He's been the guy before James Harden. So we'll see how they do until they get back. But I expect them to be competitive with the energy that they're facing and against good teams. They're probably not going to be able to, run over teams because talent does win in this league. But we will never know, and you won't know until then. So, again, appreciate everyone listening. It's a quick little one again, but you know what? Sixers basketball is here, man, and I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's rock. You know, we got to get a rhythm. Sixers need to do something. They need to be able to put something up by the All-Star break to show Elton Brand, to show these guys, to show Morrissey, I'm sorry, yeah, and to show them that you're ready to win a championship this season. And right now, they're not looking like it, but they're showing positive signs, and that's all you can ask for. So until next time, guys, enjoy your Thanksgiving tomorrow night, and I will see you after the next Sixers game. Peace out, guys. Peace.